You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 8, verse 34 to 36. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." This is a categorical statement from Christ. Whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. That means that sin is a master. Sin is not just an act that you commit. Sin is a master that enforces you to do things that you don't even want to do. You have said many times, "I don't want to watch this thing again. I don't want to get angry like this again. I don't want to lust like this. I don't want to fornicate again. I don't want to do adultery again." But then you go back and still do it. That is sin. That's why you see people, they are struggling. It's like it's a battle of, should I go into sin? Should I stay? Should I go? They are being dragged back and forth. It's because sin is a master. Whosoever sin is a slave of sin. If you are committing sin, sin is your master. Now, do you want sin to remain your master? That's the question. Do you want sin to become your master? You have made sin your master when you engage in sin. That's why sin is not something to play with and then say, "Oh, let me just do it and come back." Let me give you this illustration. What we are doing is like saying, well, maybe you were kidnapped and ransom was paid. We now said, "Let me just quickly go to those kidnappers again and come out." Or if during slave trade, you were made free, and then you now say, "Okay, let me go and become a slave for 1 week. And then after 1 week, I'll come back again. Then I'll go and become slave again. And then I'll come back again." Do you know nobody does that? Nobody wants to live a life like that. But that's what you do when you are engaging willfully in sin. You are making yourself a servant of sin. And a servant of sin cannot serve God. You can't serve sin and serve God. You cannot serve two masters. There is a principle Jesus explained to us. No man can serve two masters. So anything that is a master, you can't serve it. Money is a master. Sin is a master. That's why you can't love money and love God. You can't love sin and love God. It is impossible. It is impossible. Nobody has ever succeeded in loving the two of them together. And nobody can ever succeed. You will either choose one and hate the other. You will have to choose one. But the good news is this. You will see that immediately Jesus brought about the solution. And what is the solution? He himself. He said, "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Religion does not save from sin. Self-righteousness does not save from sin. Only a person saves from sin, and that person is Jesus. Jesus is showing us here that the solution to sin is He Himself. You see, Jesus Himself is the solution. So why did He come? To set you free from sin. And that's why we keep saying, it does not matter where this gospel is preached, it is relevant. It is when you hear false gospel that you say, "Oh, it's not relevant in Europe." There is no place where the message of our deliverance from sin is not relevant. There is no place on earth like that. Jesus is the deliverer. Matthew 1:21, "You shall call His name Jesus, for He shall set His people free from sin." That's the meaning of Jesus. That Jesus you call every day. The meaning is that He is a deliverer from sin. He is the one that set people free from sin. That's why you can't know Jesus and not know deliverance from sin. What Jesus then did you know? Then what then did He save you from? You can't be saved by Jesus and not be saved from sin. What have you been saved from? That's why He came. He said, "If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed."
It means you won't struggle. When Jesus set you free from sin, you will not struggle. You will not be struggling with that pornography again. You will not be struggling with fornication again. In fact, those things you did in the past, they will not make sense to you. You will wonder why you were even that foolish in those days. Because you will be free indeed. Hallelujah. This is, for me, is a cause for celebration. That if the Son set me free, I will be free indeed. He won't free you and then you will still be struggling. No. Jesus truly make us free from sin, brethren. He set us free. In fact, he set our heart free. He set our lives free. Right within your heart, you will hate iniquity and you will love righteousness. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us, info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.